Man, that's loud.
95.5.
Blind. I mean, KLOS.
Southern what? California's rock station. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Are we on the air?
Wow, I guess. That was so loud. My headphones are blasting.
Yeah, that hurts. And then you turn it up.
I know.
And that hurts a lot.
Way the censored up.
Yep.
Way the edited for television. Hey, your voice is still funky, man.
It is, but I don't feel sick.
No?
No.
You've just been going out.
Fine.
You've been going out partying really late, huh? Because now that you do the afternoon thing, you're I can stay up till 3 in the morning.
It is pretty good to be able to go out to have dinner.
Yeah, right.
And, you know.
Dinner. You're going out to clubs and screaming and wow, X.
How
lots
dare
of X.
You. Those days are firmly behind me, and that's my story, and yeah, I'm sticking to it.
Nice one.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's a small or little in the title. I don't know.
Small or little.
Yeah, you know.
Or anything else that means
we,
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitty. Whatever.
No one has worked bitty into a song. That's not possible.
Little bitty.
One American dollar
committee
on the show today.
Oh, cool.
That's where I want to die is a sentence I heard today
from
my friend Sluggo. And it occurred to me, I've never heard that sentence before.
I've chosen where I want to die.
That's where I want to die.
I would like to die there. And actually, I liked our pal Frank, his actual, where he wants to...
Yeah, sure.
...breathe his last breath.
I think that's everyone's. So we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. Nice. We'll talk about a nude cruise.
Nude cruise?
Coming up. And UFOs are back in the news. People are testifying before Congress.
I love it. When are they just going to say it? Okay, yes, we've known forever that they're out there. They've contacted us.
It depends on who you want to listen to.
Yeah.
But there are voices out. Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next.
Coming up.
And also, we have Disney tickets this hour. The key word is Harbor Boulevard.
Probably the road you use to enter Disneyland, they used to say in the monorail. All the time.
Harbor Boulevard. Yeah. That's the key word when we tell you to call later this hour to join us for the second annual KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park. Sluggo.
Yes.
Where are you on UFOs?
I 100% believe that they
exist. Are true.
Yes.
And that they're from other planets.
Yes.
Because there's
I can't say 100% believe. I am 100% convinced, and I believe about 45%.
All right.
Yeah.
That's smart, probably.
What about you?
I think I would be surprised
if they exist.
If they exist and came here.
Oh, okay.
If they were able to make it to Earth.
Right.
I think I would be a little surprised, so I would say 40-60 against.
I can see that. I'd say 3% of sightings are real, too, by the way. I'd say they very rarely come here. It's just sort of like a
some
backwater.
Some of them come to retired military veterans, three of whom testified before Congress today.
Oh, wow. God.
And they're talking about the UFOs that they've seen.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Okay.
We may, just may, get one step closer this week to learning the truth about what the government really knows about UFOs. We call them UFOs. The government calls them unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs.
Nope. I'm never going to go to UAP.
Stop it.
I'm not going to call it X.
No one is going to.
It's Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's UFOs.
Stop it.
Tomorrow, a House subcommittee will hear testimony from former U.S. military and intelligence personnel who say they've witnessed these UAPs. And they say they defy physics. They defy known flight capabilities. Our next guest is one of those who will testify before the committee. He's a former Navy fighter pilot who says he witnessed the UAPs, quote, every day for at least a couple of years.
Nope.
All right. So now, what?
Nope.
What
no
do you mean,
way.
Nope?
Every day?
It's a former Navy pilot.
Sure, but every day?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe he does.
Maybe so.
The next thing you're going to hear is audio from the pilots talking to each other.
Oh,
go,
cool.
Whoa!
I love
do
this
Do you see
stuff.
That?
Yeah.
What the F is that?
And these are dudes who keep their cool,
yes.
man.
Are you tracking that? No, it's on auto track. Listen to this.
Roger, there's some shooting.
Can you talk to moving target?
No, I took an auto track.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow, look at that fly.
Look at that, dude. Oh my god.
That's
I mean, those are
phenomenal.
Navy pilots.
That's awesome.
That's craziness.
That is very cool.
And this is the pilot.
Joining us now is the founder of Americans for Safe Aerospace, Ryan Graves. It's really good to have you with us this morning. So we see that video and you're all kind of laughing. What is that? Part of your training as a fighter pilot is to be able to identify objects in the sky. Do you have any idea of what that was?
We don't. And to your point, being able to identify what's in the sky is a key part of being a fighter pilot. We're out there looking to identify who's operating off our coast. And when we can't we can't ascertain who the owner is of a particular object, that's a pretty big national security concern for us.
It's also something that hasn't gotten as much attention. Why do you think there is not the same level of interest or concern even?
Well, I think stigma has played a large role in minimizing the topic.
You think?
Right.
When you hear UFO and even UAP to some extent, your mind goes to that cultural conversation about aliens and things of that nature. We don't have enough information to say where these objects are originating from. That's part of what we're trying to do.
You know, you mentioned this reluctance in some cases to come forward. I would think both in the military, but also in the private sector. Pilots, right? People need their jobs. This concern that if you come forward, it turns into, oh, you know, it's aliens and people will sort of make fun of you.
I mean, beginning of Close Encounters.
People will make fun
of course.
You. For sure, that's true.
It's such a great movie, Close Encounters. And the very beginning when the commercial airline pilots see something and can't explain it and it comes flying right at them. And at the end of it all, air traffic control says, do you want to report? And they're like, no, they don't want this on my record. I don't want to talk about this. Just never mind. I don't know what it was.
Because you're a crazy person.
Yes, because, you know, then you're caught up in it. I mean, good for them to come out and say, what the hell was that?
Right, we need to figure out what it is. And they followed up and they said, just because you can't understand it, you don't know what it is.
Right.
Do you think it is from outer space? And he said, we don't know.
Yeah. No, of course.
We just need to study it more.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
Then you hear other people talking about businesses like Lockheed Martin or different businesses that do business with the government.
Right.
And how they have spaceships that they're studying.
Right.
And they have aliens.
Right.
Like, this is new stuff that's coming out.
Right.
Not the same old crap.
Right.
And you just go, I don't know, do we have aliens that they're doing?
I mean, if we finally get off this rock and go look at other places and we find a civilization, you know, of course we're going to go and check it out.
Look how far we are from that.
Oh, we're a long way.
That's why.
So clearly they're like way ahead, but we're still crash because we're stupid. And then they're probably stupid too. Every once in a while, one of them.
Stupidity.
Yeah. In the whole universe. You know, Keith Richards, of course, remembers the day 80 years ago that Mick Jagger was born.
Of course he
does. Very proud day. I think he's his godson or something.
He was 60 when that happened.
Happy birthday to Mick Jagger today.
A nude cruise is coming to Miami. Does that sound at all interesting?
Not since I was 26 or so. No.
But don't you get the idea that as you walk through the world, you drive on the freeway, mm-hmm. you go in our elevator here in the building, mm-hmm. you touch door handles, like,
right.
we're dirty.
Oh, filthy
this
people.
Dirty people.
Filthy creatures, humans.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You're going to go on a cruise line. It's a company called Bare Necessities Tour and Travel.
Bare Necessities.
And they've hired Norwegian Cruise Line to host an annual cruise.
Well, I'm amazed Norwegian would. I'm glad that they would. I mean, that's like, you know, that's kind of risque. You know, I mean, there are certain other cruise lines that certainly.
I'm sure they sell it out and say this is
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
But I don't.
It's clothing optional, of course. If you decide.
Have you been on a cruise ship?
I've never been on a cruise ship. No.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like cattle being herded. And dinner time, you have to sit. You have to sit at a table with other people that you don't know.
Blah.
Right.
No. You see, now I enjoyed, there was Elysian Fields up in Topanga Canyon, and that was a little nudist resort, and you could go hang out.
You enjoyed that?
I did. A couple times.
Did you go there?
I did.
Did you go nude?
I did.
What?
And I liked it. But, you know, I got in the pool by myself. There was no one around. I didn't want to interact with anybody.
Right.
I didn't want to meet anyone.
No, of course.
But I certainly wouldn't want to be jammed into the line at the buffet on a cruise ship with 72-year-old Joe from Montana.
72-year-old Joe from Montana's crank while I'm playing shuffleboard on the Lido deck. No.
Nope.
That's a hard no for me.
It's a hard no. I'm going to have to agree.
Listen to this.
It's Sunday morning here in Sydney, and I am about to get on a cruise full of nude people. And I feel definitely very fine about it, and not confronted at all. There was an important safety briefing from the captain.
When you're sitting on the couches, you've got a bare bum.
You have a bare butt.
Put
a
towel down. Away.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. If you're sitting on a couch, you better be...
But they have to say that.
Right.
So...
No, I agree, dude.
They have to say that. They have to say if you're sitting down and you have a bare butt, put down a towel.
Because this one cruise that they're going to do the one time in this year, most people have clothes on when they're sitting on those benches. And the next folk that sit there...
Yeah,
don't want to be going, what? was here.
This is a nude cruise that happened in Australia. That's where this audio is from.
You go to bed, Bob. Put a towel down.
And it was anchors away.
I'm very comfortable.
So this is Brendan. How long have you been running these cruises for?
Since 2017. We started as just a group that used to hike and skinny dip at secluded swimming spots. And
hike?
They sound
used to hike?
Fairly young. I think you have to be mighty young to do.
I would think so, too. Yeah. Although, whenever you see pictures of nudist colonies...
Yeah, that's true. Oh, dude.
It's not the people you want to see nude.
No, I was there. So there you go.
We've now progressed to, full-scale harbour cruises.
It's all about naturism, that is, being naked in nature and promoting body positivity.
People basically lose all their inhibitions. It's like a switch in their head and they go, oh, no one cares, no one's looking at me, no one's judging me.
For a never-nude like me, it was a steep learning curve.
He's a never-nude.
Yeah, he's a reporter, and he's on the boat, but he's wearing his clothes.
I hope his name is Fumke.
And he keeps saying, I don't feel comfortable. I don't blame him. I don't know what to do here. Yeah. I'm not down.
So what are the rules on a nude cruise?
So it's strictly non-sexual. Otherwise, it's just spreading kindness. Overseas, it's been normal for a long time.
I'm sorry, hold on a second. Spreading something for damn
spreading
sure.
Spreading kindness.
Otherwise, Sluggo. It's just spreading kindness.
Nope.
Kindness. That's what she said.
That she did.
Overseas, it's been normal for a long time, whereas here, it's still very new.
Oh, see, that's interesting, because clearly the United States is not comfortable with nudity. So same thing in Australia, huh? Certainly same in England. They're not comfortable with nudity. I doubt, Germany apparently is.
Who is?
Germany,
okay.
Which is odd. That's very odd.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, when there's a group of people naked together, no one's looking at your bits. It really is such a relaxed vibe.
Do your friends and family know you're here today?
No.
That's awesome.
No, they do not know.
That is hilarious.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah,
that's
I think
cool.
So, too.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're talking about Mick Jagger's birthday. It's Roger Taylor. Of Queen's birthday as well. He is 74 today.
All right, Al Roker.
You think he's naked?
Take it easy. Yeah, I'm sure he is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, yo, yo.
Had lunch today with Sluggo and Frank from the morning show.
Frank rules.
He's
I'm a big
best.
Fan of Frank. You
Same.
Know, people ask me all the time, is Richard Blade really as nice mm-hmm. as he seems to be? Yes. Is Frank for real? 100%.
Yep.
Totally real dude.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So we're having lunch.
Yep.
And a topic comes up,
mm-hmm.
and it is, a Sluggo out of the blue said something that just destroyed my mind. He said, that's where I want to go to die.
We are looking at
We're
places
about
to
locations.
Retire. Yeah.
No, but you didn't say retire.
No, I know.
You said die.
Yes, because that's what happens after you retire.
Right, but I've never heard that sentence said. That's where I want to go to die. What?
You want to have a nice place to drop dead.
Right.
You know, you want to be in a nice location where
but
you're
it
happy.
It sounds like death is imminent.
It is.
For you.
Well, for all of us. For everyone.
I mean, not really. Come on now.
We have
That's a weird
less
sentence
time in
to
front
say.
Of us than we have behind us.
That's a weird sentence to
I just
say.
Like that.
I've
it
never
is. No.
heard it before.
Well, I think we should start a trend. That's how you
so
say it. Forget retired.
If you've thought this through, weirdly, not where you want to retire.
No. Well, you know, that's the first
it could
step.
Could be both.
That's the first
sure.
part. And then,
that's where I want
if
to
all
die.
Goes well.
Have you thought that through? 818-955-KLOS.
Where do you think you would like to die? I like Frank's answer. Tell everybody what Frank's answer was, which is very funny.
I forget who it was.
I don't remember
but it was
who.
Between two great boobs.
Bosoms.
I was like, yeah, well, that makes sense. That does make sense.
He showed us, too, exactly how it would be. He, like, kind of, you know.
He put his head down gently.
Yes, and it was like, ah.
It was very nice. Everybody in Bob's Big Boy was embarrassed. So that's where I want to die. You said that?
Yeah, what about you? Where would you like to kick off?
I've never.
When you're done.
I've never had that thought.
Yeah, I'm going to shuffle off this mortal coil.
No, I've never had that thought. Like,
well, it's kind of to think.
I'm going
to
die. I know I'm going to die someday.
Right.
But I'm not thinking about where I want it to be.
Right.
Because
we'll
you can't really plan that.
No, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's, you
it's
know,
a
it's ideal.
Strange
that's
sentence.
The thing.
Ideal.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
So you've thought this through, and your ideal is what? 818-955-KLOS. Must have been a party at your house with your dad.
He was a very religious man, so he was convinced what came after this had to be better.
Right.
So he always talked about his funeral. Always.
Always talked about his funeral.
Yeah, there was almost not a week go by that he didn't talk about dying. Oh, I can't wait to get out of here.
Really?
Can't say I disagree with him in a lot of ways. But yeah, you know what's sad? It's kind of sad. Because all the times he planned his funeral, when it finally happened.
He planned it?
Yeah, he had everything written down, okay. What would come first, what would be next, and everything. It didn't go that way, of course.
Why?
I don't know, just...
Because the people near him didn't love him? Is that what it was?
It just, this is not going to happen. So, of course, he doesn't know. He wouldn't know that it didn't
Maybe
go the
he
way
does.
He planned.
He's looking down at heaven. He's like, that's my son.
I will get him.
That mother effer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
We were having lunch today, and Sligo said, that's where I want to die.
Yeah, we're talking about where we're going to retire, but I was like, well, what's
you
the next step?
You skipped retirement right to death. That's strange to me.
It's more realistic.
Have you thought about where you're going to die?
Hey, it's pretty Willie here. How you doing?
Good, thank you. You thought about where you want to die?
Absolutely.
Yeah!
And where is it?
If you're in the middle of the horizontal bebop, I would say if you're in a little pain, dip right there.
Oh, kick it off there while having a bit of a go.
That's right.
But what about your partner? That's kind of a bummer for them.
Whoever finishes first wins.
Or loses.
Yeah, there you go.
Depending on how you look at it.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That's kind of what Frank was saying.
Yeah.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about that's where I want to die. You've thought about that?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to die of a heart attack while getting a blow up.
Okay. Well, that seems to be a theme.
A common theme?
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Sure, why not?
KLOS, hello.
I would like to die with my wife on the lips.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I'd like to kiss her in El Segundo.
Right.
Where it smells funny.
With Bob Dylan singing in the background. Kiss me, Riz, Diggs, El Segundo. Woo!
Smell Segundo, please, sir. Smell Segundo.
I'm sticking to my story.
Stench Segundo.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You've thought about where you want to die. That's weird.
I was saying somewhere nice, like in a beach town, but these folk
El Segundo
going naughty. Well, I guess that's a beach town. But a dragon is getting old. Is that appropriate to play on Mick Jagger's birthday, his 80th birthday? I think so.
It's appropriate for our folk.
Exactly what we're talking about. Hey, by the way, if you you know that version of Can't Get No Satisfaction Devo did that,
yes.
Mick and the boys loved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really weird version of that song out there, a new wave version by Polyphonic Size. And if you like it at all, Mother's Little Helper there, dig that one out. It's so weird and bizarre. And it's perfect.
Is it good?
It's great.
Okay.
It's really freaky. Makes Devo look very normal, actually. Polyphonic Size, Mother's Little Helper. And happy birthday to Mick.
We have been talking about, we went out to lunch and Sligo said, here's a place I want to die.
That's not normal?
That's the first time I've ever heard that sentence. No one says that's where I want to go to die.
I like to put things in a different way.
That's super weird. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey, where do you want to die?
So, I always thought that if I went out, I'd like to traumatize someone. I figured, what better people to traumatize than a bunch of kids on a field trip?
Wow!
I think have you seen the TV show Ghosts?
That is dark.
Shot in the neck with an arrow.
Oh, nice! That's a good way.
Yeah, it's a bunch of little kids, and one of them accidentally shoots him in the neck with an arrow. So keep that in mind. You see archery and some kids out there.
I always thought I'd like to be in like the Natural History Museum or something.
Ah,
a banana peel and break my head open while I was like.
Well, we'll see if we can arrange that.
And you want a bunch of kids to be there so that they can be traumatized by it. I like it.
Exactly. I think that's a great way to go. I might throw the banana peel myself. I don't know. But.
That's a solid plan.
Yeah.
We're going to do Gimme 5 next. It's 5 songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock. And the theme today is small or little in the song titles.
So what
small
do you got?
Or little.
818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sligo.
We just threw that one on from Skinner. I didn't even realize I forgot. He's saying little girl all the way through.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, no kidding. Which fits our countess.
Gimme 5.
Songs about creeping.
Songs in a row.
About what, pray tell?
They're about small or little things.
Yeah, it got to be in the title, not in the lyrics, because we're too lazy to dig it out.
Small or little in the title.
So what do you got first out the gate?
I have Brian, Woo! Little Sister, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah!
Hello, KLOS.
What's up, you Radiohead? I doing little songs, huh?
Yeah, yep. Or small. Small.
I got one for you. How about Little Dolls from the Prince of Darkness?
Nice one. You got it. Who are you?
Well, rock on. I'm Sean. Sean from Corona, sitting on the 91 right now.
If you're sitting on the 91 freeway right now and someone in a car next to you was blasting that, It's most likely Sean from Corona. He's the one who suggested it for Gimme Five Songs with Little or Small in the title. Little Dolls from Ozzy. Hand over that dollar.
Well, you got to earn it.
Just hand it over, man.
Top 10 rock drummers of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is subjective.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I think you'll agree with the list mostly.
Yeah. Where'd you find it? Written on a bathroom wall somewhere?
On a site called top10.com.
All right.
So you got six guesses to get four correct.
Greatest rock drummers
of all time.
I can tell you one person that's not going to be on that list.
I'm not looking for the people that aren't on the list.
Nick Andropoulos. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I think so.
On Freaks and Geeks, actually. A great show. You love that show.
I do
Freaks
love that
and
show.
Geeks. This is the most embarrassing of all the embarrassing scenes in that show. He fancied himself a drummer.
Right.
So he went to audition for this band that had actually like opened for Tull, Jethro Tull and stuff, and he sucked.
Right.
I mean, it's the worst. You're sitting down with these guys who really play for a living, and he gets maybe 30 seconds in. They're like, thank you.
Oh, dear Lord.
Poor Nick Andropoulos.
He's not on the list. Right. That's a no.
Wait, that's not a guess.
Top 10
I knew he wouldn't be.
Drummers of all time.
Well, his hero was John Bonham, so let's say John Bonham.
John Bonham was number two.
We lost Neil Peart way too young.
Number one.
Look at you.
Sluggo is a radio professional. He did that while answering questions for a game.
What's up now? It's 20 minutes after the hour. Glad to have you along this morning for the ride. Would you let your kid, did any of your kids want to be drummers? Would you let your kid?
Yeah, I bought a drum set for my kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how was she at it? And did it make you crazy after 5 minutes?
I mean, yeah, it's loud.
Yeah.
That's what the one thing you know about drums is the kids. It's loud, yeah. You got two.
Keith Moon, clearly.
Keith Moon.
Was a psycho, lunatic, crazy man. Oh, there you go. All right.
And the who?
You
got three more guesses to get one right, which makes me think you might get this dollar.
Yeah. Hey, I'll actually win a dollar?
Yep.
I don't trust it. I can never trust it. I mean, I have to say Dave Grohl because I love Dave Grohl. Yeah! So bad with names.
Look at you play.
I was afraid that wasn't gonna. Nice. Not to mention it. Charlie Watts.
He wasn't on the list.
No, there you go.
No. Number 10 was Lars Ulrich.
All right, sure.
Number 9 is Danny Carey.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
Number 8, Alex Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
Number
sure.
7, Buddy Rich.
Oh, well, that's not really rock.
I wouldn't think so either.
That's
the one that I really don't understand.
You know, some of my favorite recordings are really old ones where they had drum wars, and it'd be like, I can't remember the other guy that would play, but they would just be on stage and do like a 7-minute drum off, and then the other dude would go, and this is like in the 40s and stuff.
I think I remember him on Johnny Carson, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mike Portnoy.
Okay.
Ginger Baker.
Oh, my God. I saw Ginger Baker get smashed in the head with a mic stand.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, is it a... weren't you at that show? It was a Marilyn Manson show in New York City.
Yes.
And
I didn't realize he was the drummer.
Yes. Yeah. And Marilyn was swinging the mic stand around and clocked him in the head hard.
With the heavy bottom part.
The part that keeps it on the ground.
And he was bleeding and they pulled him off the stage.
Fell through the drum kit and they dragged him.
And whoever was next to me was like, is this part of the show?
I know. It kind of looked like, but I was like right up front. I'm like,
God. No, that's not part of the
Marilyn
show.
Marilyn was freaking, man.
Yeah,
he looked
of
terrified that Trent Reznor came out. Nine Inch Nails was on next. He's like, all right, Ginger's backstage. He's doing better.
He's fine.
Okay.
So you got the top four. You got Dave Grohl.
Nice.
Nirvana, Keith Moon.
Nice.
John Bonham and Neil Peart.
Yay!
So check you out.
I get a dollar.
You're on a dollar.
Yay!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned.
Brought to
you
by your learned.
Southern California Toyota dealers. We talked about UFOs and the Navy pilots that are testifying in front of Congress today. That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's hard for me to say that I think I saw a UFO one time in 1997. These guys getting in front of the government with their careers on the line saying
and
it.
And showing them video.
Hats off
that
to them.
Took, yeah.
Man, very cool.
There's a nude cruise leaving Miami soon. No.
Yeah, just stay out there.
And Sluggo has picked specifically where he wants to die.
I have. I thought about it carefully, and I know
where. Make sure that doesn't happen, just like he did with his own father.
Damn it! All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
High above Harbor Boulevard right now. Throwing stuff out on the helicopter. Hit an old lady on the head with that. That was funny. Back to you in the studio.
Harbor Boulevard is the keyword. That's what that was about, if you want to know.
Sad. All right, Kayla West, who's this?
Candy.
Candy.
Candy, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes,
it is.
Way.
Hashtag fact.
Hell yeah.
All we need is this hour's keyword.
Harbor Boulevard.
Yeah. That is correct. Nicely done. You got four tickets to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Hey, let's say you're on one of the rides there and you're having a really good time and it makes you scream. Let's hear your scream.
It's pretty solid.
Perfect.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You got to give us this hour's keyword, and you can join us. Four tickets. Good luck.
We've got Manny on the phone. He's caller 25. Manny, we need the keyword, please.
Goofy.
Goofy is correct.
How silly did you feel saying that?
Pretty silly.
Well, you got four tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Hell yeah.
We are doing our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That's right.
We forgot to give the keyword this hour.
That's right.
And the keyword this hour is Walt.
Walt?
We're not doing it right now, but we'll tell you when to call. And if you're caller 25 and you know that keyword, Walt, you will win tickets. We have the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. You can get your tickets right now. We have four tickets for caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. You have to tell us the keyword for this hour, and you will win those tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica.
You're caller 25. Well done. Have you been trying to win for a while?
Yes.
Well, you did. You're caller 25. All we need is the keyword for this hour.
Walt.
It is Walt. Well done.
Sweet. If you could see my brother right now, he's like kicking the wall.
Nice.
You're going to bring your brother and who else?
My brother and two of my lucky daughters, whichever one. They're going to have a fight off.
Have them fight it out.
Yeah, fight.
That's the way to do it. Congrats, Jessica.
Thank you.
Peter Gabriel's solo song Sledgehammer hit the number one spot on the U.S. singles on this day in rock in 1986. Ironically, bumping Genesis's Invisible Touch out of the top spot. Paul McCartney's very first guitar sold at an Abbey Road studio auction on this day in rock in 2006 for $500,000. 1,000 musicians and singers showed up in an empty field outside of Cessna, Italy on this day in rock in 2015 to play the Foo Fighters' Learn to Fly in hopes of attracting the band to come play their town for the first time in 20 years. And what do you know, on November 3rd of that year, Dave and Pals showed up and played.